Tributes to Ernest J. Whiting. Tribute by Blood W. Heward. Being the eldest of Dad's children, my aching legs were the first to know the comfort his hands could give. As a teenager, he taught me to dance. Conditions being as they were here in Holbrook, he was never too tired or too busy to take me to the public dances. Thanks, Dad. My two oldest grandchildren, Bob and Lily Fisher, have lived near enough to get well acquainted with Dad and know his ability to make everyone feel important. Tribute by E.J. Whiting. To be born the son of Ernest J. Whiting is a blessing beyond compare. The example he has always set as a husband, father, and grandfather is one I have tried to follow. His success in these important matters, and as a businessman, has left a mark for all his descendants to follow. His great energy has been envied by his family and associates. His success in managing men will always be a guide for me. The sense of humor he always has will be remembered, also the counsel we all sought, and received, many times over. We all have much to live up to. Thanks, Dad. Tribute by Nita W. Bushman. My dad to me has always stood a little higher than most men. His hands could rub my aching back, fix my doll, or mend a sawmill. These wonderful hands, how I love them. Then he could take me into a world of childish delight with the wonderful stories he told. I only pray I may instill in my children's hearts the desire to serve, to love and to respect others, as Dad tried to teach us. Tribute by Beth W. Simper. One of the outstanding memories I have of our family life is while we lived in Los Angeles. Dad had been sick and there was very little money, so Dad and Mother made the Saturday night grocery shopping a family affair. Besides the groceries, Dad would buy our family treat, usually peanuts and chicken bones candy. When we got home and things put away, we would play a game or Dad would tell stories, while we all shared the treat. What memories my parents created for me to remember. Tribute by Edwina Dastrup. When all of us moved out to Los Angeles, Dad was not able to stay more than a week or two at a time, as he had to be back in Holbrook to work with the business. His health was not real good at this time, so his trips were few. However, it was always good when someone had a special car order and he would catch a ride out to LA and stay a bit, and then drive the car back to Holbrook. Our home was located on Story Street, and a lot of stories were started there. Dad also brought many people who were in serious need of medical help out to us, and Mom would make sure they received the care and transportation needed. Aunt Elda was one of our favorite guests, as she awaited Phil to come into the world. On his many trips to visit us, he would spend time with Nita, who was bedfast for a number of years, and would tell her stories and rub her legs. These stories were usually continued for several nights, and we all waited eagerly for each installment. I was blessed to be able to spend a great deal of time laying beside Nita, and so had the fun of hearing each segment of his stories, which may I add he would make up as he went along, using our names and names of our animals and friends and extended family. What a great talent he was given by his father, as a storyteller. While we were in law, our great blessing was to have it been there. What a great strength she was to each of us, and especially Mom and Nita. Having a bad heart, she could relate to Nita's health problems. His sense of humor is a quality that was always special, as well as his desire to be happy and to make others happy. There was a jingle and rhyme for every situation, songs to cheer, and his stories for both old and young. He had a gift of being at ease and making others feel at ease. Dad was always genuine and you could take him or leave him. We have always loved to take him.